Right, getting into the warmer months, despite the fact we're going to have a couple of days' rain. We've seen some lovely days as well, and that usually means barbecue season. Paul Tangy from the CFA is with us with a bit of good advice on what to do and what not to do with barbies. Paul, good morning.
Good morning. How are you both?
Yeah, very well indeed. Welcome to the show once again.
Thank you. Tell us,
barbecues. Fantastic, very popular, but like anything, you've got to be sensible.
Exactly, Robbo. It's something that needs to be checked regularly, not just once a year, but it's about making sure that, like we've spoken about before, that everything you do around the home is safe for you, your family, and anybody else that might be visiting. So make sure that you just take that hot connector off between the gas bottle and the barbecue. Check it, submerge it in a bit of soapy water, and check and see if there's any leaks coming up along that hose. Make sure that the gas isn't escaping in any way whatsoever. Make sure that you've got a cleared area around the barbecue and also above the barbecue, that there's nothing flammable that will catch fire during a barbecue if it was to heat up or overheat, or if a flame was to come out of it, like we see happen quite often with barbies. Make sure that there's nothing there that will burn, and also make sure that you've cleaned the fat, the grease and everything else away from the barbecue. Keep it clean and tidy, because all of that could contribute to a fire.
Quite, that scared me because there's a couple of those that I haven't touched on, Paul, so thank you for that. I'll make sure I fix that. What about spiders' webs? That's obviously in the clean-up situation, isn't it? Because they like living there over the winter.
Exactly, Stephen. If it's anything like my barbecue, there's plenty there. There's also a lot of leaves and other stuff that's blown around the yard that's got trapped underneath the barbie. Make sure that you've done that. And most importantly, for those that have got a fat tray underneath to collect all that rubbish, make sure that you empty that out, because all the build-up of that stuff, I know it melts again when it gets hot, but it has the potential to contribute to a fire. So make sure that you're able to safely use your barbecue, anything that you're doing with it, in any way that you're doing, and make sure that you've got something there adequate to put it out should a fire start. And as we know, grease and oil and water don't mix that well on a fire. We've recently released a video courtesy of the Slow-Mo guys that's just a very short video that shows what happens when water gets tipped onto a grease or oil fire. So that's been uploaded to CFA social media. It's been distributed widely, so it's something that we ask people to be wary of. It's not just a matter of squirting the hose onto a barbecue, because you can actually spread a fire doing it that way.
Ooh, gee. Generally speaking, Paul, from your experience, are people pretty diligent, or do we still have a lot to learn?
Yeah, people are pretty diligent, making sure that you're just checking. You know, if you do it often enough, it becomes second nature. So just make sure that you have a look. I mean, no one wants to cook on a barbie, like Steve said, that's got spiders or spider webs all over it. So, you know, cleaning that stuff off first and scraping it down, making sure that it's right. And also, if you turn that gas bottle on and you can smell gas, it usually means that it's leaking. So it's a matter of turning it off and double-checking that connector hose and the connection to and from the barbecue, just to make sure that there is no gas escaping, because, again, could just contribute to a fire.
Paul, I am a bit of the fall guy for this, but I'm just thinking it's one of those jobs you think, oh, I'll do that next time, isn't it? How do you prompt yourself to do it if you're a bit lazy like me?
Well, I'm exactly the same, Steve. Anything I can get out of doing, I get out of. It's a matter of I just check it as I'm going to use the item. You know, make sure that I clean the barbecue as best I can after I've used it. But, of course, when I go to use it next time, give it a quick clean, check that hose, check that gas bottle when I'm going to use it, when I'm starting the barbie next time. So if you get in the habit of doing that, make sure that whatever you're doing is done in a safe manner, whatever works best for you. But, you know, I have a check of it, a look. I don't necessarily have to do it every time, but I need to check it and make sure that it's working okay.
Yeah, I think Steve's reluctance to do it occasionally comes from the fact that to clean the plate, beer is very good, and he hates to waste beer tipping it out onto a barbecue plate.
So. Well, hey, I can sympathise with that.
Yes, can't we all? Hey, Paul, sound advice as always. Thank you so much for that, and we look forward to chatting again soon.
Fantastic. Thanks, guys.
All the best. Paul Tangy from the CFA.